Violence in Iraq continues to change that country's demographic scene as the Izzati minority flee Sinjar province after attacks by Takfiri terrorists. Earlier, the Christians of Mosul, who are one of the biggest and oldest Christian communities in the Middle East, left the city. Many of the fleeing Iraqis are seeking refuge in the neighboring Syrian Hasakeh province, which is sustaining attacks by ISIL militants operating inside Syria. Such attacks are casting shadows on the fate of these Iraqi refugees, even in the country they escaped to. Ala Ibrahim now reports.
In tears, devastated and with little hope. These are some of the 15,000 Iraqi families who fled Iraq earlier this week and sought refuge in Syria. Most of them are from the Yazidi minority in Iraq, who escaped after the ISIL mounted attacks and controlled their area of residence, where this small community has lived for centuries. Accounts of the horror they left behind can be heard everywhere.
When ISIL came, they said they only wanted the Kurdish militias to put down their flag, but soon they began going house to house, threatening us to death. Then they said our houses are confiscated. They took many women and children.
A bearded man came and he didn't speak Arabic. I think he was Turkish or something. He said the caliphate ordered him to throw us out of town. So we went to the mountains and just started walking towards Syria.
These refugees were put in this public school as part of an emergency response plan by the Syrian government in Hasakeh province in the northeast of the country. The province that faces daily threats from the Takfiri militants from both sides of the borders.
This is Hasakeh province. The once prosperous region is facing the threats of the Syrian war and terrorism in Iraq. The area is famous for its ethnic and sectarian diversity, in addition to the fact that it has abundant resources. All of these are factors that are sparking more fears over the future.
The Syrian government forces have launched a series of operations to thwart attempts on the province's main cities, Hasakeh and Qamishli. The army is getting help from the local Kurdish militia in its fight.
With the help of locals, we have fortified our defense lines. We are utilizing air raids against terrorist hideouts, and we will intercept any attempt by armed terrorist groups against Hasakeh province.
Despite the army's efforts, people in Hasakeh are concerned. They fear that the Mosul scenario will be repeated in a province that has a population of almost 500,000 of Arabs, Kurds, both Muslims and Christians. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Hasakeh.